Hello.
Hey, Dr. B, how are you, my friend?
Buddy, couldn't be better.
It doesn't look like you're on the ocean today.
No, I'm actually at my friend's farm up in Goleta. I come up
Oh,
here a bunch.
that's awesome. Is that where you have all the avocado trees?
Yep. And got a massive organic garden.
Oh, my gosh.
And we got ducks and I mean a bunch of chickens. It's a fallback.
Oh man, that's awesome. I thought you had a place down in San Diego, or you were connected to a place.
Connected to a place down there too. Yeah.
Nice.
You got
Do
to
you have?
have plan one, backup plan, backup.
Yeah, totally. We have 10 chickens now.
No kidding. Oh my God, how cool. How
It's
cool.
a
Isn't it amazing how much eggs they produce?
Oh, it's amazing. So we're going to get probably like 50 eggs a week.
Yep. Which
And you
is
know what?
really good for you.
And check this out too. We have you heard of the Harvest Right freeze dryer?
No.
Oh my gosh. So this is a thing. It's like a modified dehydrator, but it freeze dries your food and it will last up to 25 years.
No kidding. I think Michael's got a commercial unit like that in Poland.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So you can freeze dry almost, I think the only things you can't are like honey and something like that, but you can freeze dry anything and it will last for 25
John
years.
Bergman is live.
Oh.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. So we just bought one of those and we're going to start freeze drying now. So,
Oh, yeah, that would be a blast.
oh my gosh. Yeah,
Plus
man.
two. I mean you get like one tomato plant produces a boatload of tomatoes in a short amount of time, and you got to store it somehow.
I know.
Like,
Isn't it awesome?
oh my God, we've got an eggplant that's just it crazy. I mean, we're getting eggplants this big, 4 or 5 a week.
No
And
way.
I'm telling you, garlic dip, Parmesan, stuffed eggplant. I'm running out of recipes.
I know you need to like dip into your Italian roots.
Yeah.
It's cool. This whole pandemic, the last 2 years, if you even want to call it that, has really kickstarted me into getting into all this stuff because I've been wanting to do it for a decade, but never did.
Awesome. And it's better, it's good for the whole world, you know. You
Totally.
produce it and save it. Yeah, Deborah Birx came out with a new book. I just read an excerpt from it, the advisor for Trump. And she talks about how when she was 2 weeks to flatten the curve, how she knew Trump wouldn't accept the whole full-on lockdown like they were doing in Italy at the time. And she knew that it was fruitless because the virus is going to be, everyone's going to get exposed to it. So it's just going to crash everything and delay the inevitable.
Wow, what's the book
And
called?
I don't know. I got it. I'm on that massive email thing that Robert Kennedy put me on. I
Oh,
mean,
right.
Wakefield's on there. Everybody's there's like 400 guys on there, or docs, and it's like, damn.
Oh my
And so I'm
gosh.
getting. I know. So I just read that like 10 minutes ago, and it's like, oh my God. Okay, no. I got to get with Justin. I can't read anymore.
Oh my gosh, that's insane.
I'll find out and I'll email you the excerpt because, and then it's just damn.
Wow. Nothing surprises me anymore, as same with you, I'm sure. All right, Doc. Well, I just made you co-host. And one
Thank
final
you.
thing is Mike, how's Mike doing in Poland?
Really, really good.
He's still doing good?
He's building a lumber mill
Okay.
that he's going to be producing that. Oh, this morning I just found out we went from like 60,000 TikTok videos, and we're really doing a whole bunch of work on TikTok. And you know, I'm being politically correct, kinda.
Kinda.
They just wiped out three TikTok accounts: mine, the person that started mine, and her friend.
Well, I thought you had like 80,000 followers or something.
89,000. Yeah,
And they just wiped you out?
completely.
What do you think it was? What video?
I don't know. I've been doing like 7 or 8 a week, you know, so for like the
Wow.
last 5, 6 weeks. And like one, I talked about autism and I said, any inflammatory medical procedure. So of course. I didn't say vaccines.
No, I know.
But you know.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's amazing. Yeah, they wiped out our Instagram account as well. We got our Instagram account. I think we're on like our fourth Instagram account now, which is crazy.
Yeah. We got a warning on our second YouTube account.
Gosh! Mm-hmm. Pissed all over myself.
Mm-hmm. Just they have nice backgrounds of greenery and all that green. You know.
All right. Let me, there we go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cool. I love the power to mute.
Just like the gavel comes down.
I know. I guess the government isn't the only thing. You know, we're doing it too.
I know, right? That's so funny. Okay, so I put you on, let's see. Yeah, co-host. Okay, cool. All right. Well, I think you're ready to go. Are you good to go?
Yes, sir. Awesome. Rearing and ready.
Awesome, Doc. Thank you so much, my friend.
Oh, buddy, I've been so looking forward to these. This is so much fun.
Good. Awesome. All right. Well, I will see you or talk to you soon.
See you, brother.
All right. Thanks, Doc.
Okay, so everybody that's here, all you got to do to ask a question is put a hand up. And Terry, you got your hand up. My dear, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, Dr. B. Before I get started and ask you a question, I just got to put it out there. I'm a little self-conscious right now because when I was down in Tijuana, they pulled those two teeth and the partial broke. And so I'm without a partial in my face right now. So I'm self-conscious. So I just want to put that out there, kind of dispel the self-conscious.
Darling, you still have a beautiful smile. Don't worry about it.
I just needed to get that off, calm myself down a little bit. Okay, so here's the question. About a month ago or so, I picked up a heavy bucket of water and tried to lift it and put it on a ledge. And I pulled something across my back. And it's like right around the shoulder blade area. Oh. And I've been seeing a chiropractor to no avail. It starts right about the middle of the shoulder blade.
Yep.
And off to the right. And that's my window.
I know. I'm putting my hand up because I know exactly how to fix it. Okay. So one of the things is a hyperkyphosis. Okay. Now, you know, you using the foam piece, bottom of the elbow, 20 minutes in, 10 minutes out, that'll de-stress out the area a little bit.
I'm going to
give you another exercise that's painful as all hell, but it works really, really good and really, really fast. Wait, I shouldn't say it's painful as all hell first, you know, but that's the one, baby. Okay.
Back there.
So it's the same way. So it's going horizontal. But you're going to put it right exactly there, right in between the shoulder blades. And it's got to be a very, very firm surface. So like a real, real thick, not like a bed, because you want a good force load. Now, you might have to have a couple of pillows first, but eventually as soon as you lay on it, you're going to feel some tightness back there and tightness in the chest. So deep breathe, diaphragmatic breathe. So when you get on there, it's going to go, ow, ow, ow. Diaphragmatic breathe, that's going to increase the intrathecal pressure and force fluid into those discs and try and get your head back down level with the ground and you'll be amazed. But deep breathe, if you can do it for 5 minutes, the deep breathing will decrease the pain and increase the effectiveness of the exercise. You want to do it at least 5 minutes. Okay. And when you get up, kind of roll off of it because it's going to be uncomfortable. Instantly when you're standing up, you're going to notice a difference.
Okay. Well, I was doing that before the injury.
Did you do it?
And yeah. I had no problems doing it. And I'd roll off just like you said, that's exactly how I did it. Mm-hmm. And then after this happened, I tried it and it was just like, it was too painful. So what I did is I did the towel, but I haven't gone back to trying the foam thing.
Yeah. Just slowly work up to it. Okay. Because that is going to be the key.
Okay. So why is it only, if I'm laying down, I have no pain. If I'm sitting in a chair like this, I have no pain. As soon as I stand up and I start doing things, that's when it feels like the muscles are tight and pulling. So that's just.
And they are tight and pulling. You have nerve compression and the discs are 70% fluid. And they get their nutrients through imbibition or through movement. You can also sit in a chair and turn as far as you can one side and then as far as you can the other side before you do that exercise. But hydrate like crazy. Put a little pinch of sea salt in the water so you get a little bit more absorption, but that's going to make a huge, huge difference. Yeah, the twisting movement, that, oh.
Yeah, that's, you know, what I'm feeling is when I, like right now, just doing that, just, yeah.
Really perfect, cool. Perfect. And the more you do that, the more that compressed disc will start to get fluid and get it up. And also diaphragmatic breathe when you're doing that, because you're going to hit it from two different ways. You're going to get the movement and you're going to get the air going in. So that's going to be fantastic.
So what's going on back in there? Is it just because, what happened?
Oh, it's dehydration, lack of movement, compression. And then to be aware of a pinched nerve, 90% of it has to be crushed. And so when you're saying, look, I feel fine. And you reach over, oh, and the back goes out. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 90% of the nerves got to be compromised before you're even aware of it.
Okay. Yeah. Cause, all right.
Yeah. So it could have been dehydration, poor sleep, something, you know, some,
all the above.
Something. Yeah. Yeah. E, all the above. I'm with you, my sister.
So, okay. All righty. Well, I think that covered it. So, one other question. I'm also getting like this weird pain. It's dull, very dull, and it comes and goes right here in the scalp.
Mm-hmm. Typically, that's going to be from the head being forward and pressure actually building up in the skull. Have your chiropractor look at the skull, because we do. I mean, you know, our adjustments, we're always checking the skull every time.
Yeah.
Because since every adjustment we're doing is changing proprioception or changing that brain's awareness of the body. You've got to make sure those plates, and where you're describing, that's the two parietal bones, and that's actually called a sagittal suture. What's kind of cool is you'll be able to put your hand flat here and check the temperature there, and check the temperature right on top, and check the temperature over here. An increase in temperature along that set, it's called a sagittal suture. That's going to do it. You can also adjust, this is one of the few things that you could adjust yourself.
Okay.
So if you go in there and you're going to feel, just know that there's the frontal bone stops right about here, and you'll be able to feel the two edges of those bones. One's up, little down. You don't want to push straight down. You want to kind of like, if you see one's higher, you want to push at an oblique angle and just hold it for about 3 to 5 seconds with your neck in a curve. So that way you're allowing you're creating a pressure in the skull, and you're going to allow that cerebral spinal fluid to drain down. And just hold it for about 3 to 4 seconds while you're breathing, and you'll literally feel the plates move. It's kind of wild. Yeah. And
I remember you adjusting that. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think everyone should have a good brain. So that's why we check them. Okay, my dear.
All righty. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
God bless you, dear. Sherry, Angel.
Kelly. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my dear.
Good. Two things. What you were just saying about 90-something% of the nerves has to be crushed before you even feel it. I guess the goal is to get it back down to 80.
Oh, darling. When we do the miracle adjustment, you know, we take somebody from bam, crack, pop, no more pain. We took them from 90%+ to 85% crushed.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay.
You know, that's why I got to use the friggin' X-rays.
Achievable. That's not like you have to cure it all the way. It's
no. And that's the cool thing, because that's why we do the object analysis, where we take pre and post X-rays. So, you know, people are going to feel better really, really quick, but are they getting better? That's what you got to actually document.
Yeah.
I mean, common sense.
I guess the big thing I want to talk about today is, my daughter just had a baby. Mm-hmm. And when it was born, Madeline was having issues breathing. She would have times where she would stop for a minute and a half to say, oh, don't touch her. We have to see if she can breathe, you know, restart on her own and all that. And my husband and I talked to his chiropractor, great guy. And we got information that said that it was probably that as they're taking her out, and I watched as she was being born, and she was born left on anterior occiput rather than the usual ROA. Okay. So they torqued her a little. So they probably got that vagus nerve, you know, on the way out, pinched it a little.
Yeah. Now, did mom have Pitocin?
She did. I had a midwife lined up. We were ready, but you know, hospital prevailed. So
best laid plans. Okay. Okay. So, but also, did the kid have the hepatitis B vaccine, the vitamin K shot, and the silver nitrate?
Not then, but they just saw her. The baby's 2 weeks old yesterday, but they took it to their pediatrician first thing. And they got, it wound up in NICU because of the breathing issue. So it didn't get the Hep B thing, but they got the Hep B right away as soon as they got to their pediatrician. Oh, now, let me tell you, I found a really good chiropractor that's a pediatric chiropractor.
Oh, she fantastic.
A lot of prenatal chiropractor and stuff like that. And I suggest, and they went ahead and they took her to her one time. They got an assessment. She said, you can come back and I will adjust if you'd like, and I'll give you the total assessment. She tried to give him an appointment, but my daughter and her husband are not going back. And do you know why?
Why?
She had terrible things like anti-vax books on her shelves and nobody was wearing masks. This is what I deal with. It doesn't matter what I say. I'm the crazy lady. Just to be part of their world, I have to go, okay.
Shelly, I'm going to give you so much friggin' empathy. Okay. You know, you see people and you can't. Okay. There's a book and I want you to get it. It's called Nonviolent Communication by Marshall Rosenberg.
Okay. I'll go look for that.
And this, it's called A Language of Love. And it's a way to connect with people who have massively different points of view of the world. And this worked in Rwanda after the massacre. So like, let's say your neighbor, Language of Love by Marshall Rosenberg, Nonviolent Communication by Marshall Rosenberg.
Okay.
And so like, let's say your neighbor cut the arms off of your child to change the political environment. How do you not kill that son of a bitch? Okay, this is a way to stop that cycle of violence that was just destroying everyone. And so you will be able to connect with them. And one of the things, if you give advice that's not asked for, it's considered a violent act. So you say, you know, I have some information that might challenge your belief systems regarding... what interventions you've done with the child, and would you be willing to hear it? No, I mean, we already got the best pediatrician. They'll literally put their hands up like it's a stop sign.
My sister verbally says, "Let me stop you right there." Okay, so I'm alone crying. My husband doesn't think I'm crazy. Thank God for Daryl, but everybody else, I tread on, you know, on eggshells around.
Hun, I've got three sisters, one I can't talk to.
Okay,
about any of this stuff. And you know, the two-year-old child that's one of my relatives that I haven't been able to see because I'm, you know, one of those non-maskers.
Yeah.
And the child can't speak and has massive social anxiety. And, you know, her parents are both in the medical field. So
yeah. Right.
Okay. When you're open for the information or when you're, I'll be here for you. In the meantime, I'll support you with love, everything that I can do.
My head kind of spun around internally when she said, and they had anti-vax books. I said, have you looked at my shelves? I mean, I keep them like easy reach. If anybody wanted to look, I got, you know, like 10 anti-vax books on my shelves in plain view. If anybody wanted to pick them up, you know, and they, you know, I keep them on the coffee table sometimes. I mean, I try to lay them around. I'm not prison, you know. But
yeah, that's subtle like a sledgehammer. Yeah, I love you. but tell the kids to help their immune system. Okay, know that the kid's now suffering from physical stress, and so there is compression of the cardio and vascular center up there. It's not just the vagus nerve. We're looking at the entire respiratory center at the base of the brain. The kid's also going to have a lot of inflammation. So suggest omega-3s. Okay. And is the mom breastfeeding or she's not able to?
She's breastfeeding. She's very good at breastfeeding and she gives her babies massages. So I'm just going to count on all that's going to work, you know, in their favor. And she's going to, now that she's seen the tight spots from the she's not going to go back to the chiropractor, but she showed where it was tight. And so she's going to try and massage out some of that tightness. She's going to work on it some. She breastfeeds really great. I'm the one who feeds her, so I'm going to give her more omega-3s. Yeah, I make milk for her a lot. So, you know, and she will eat my good heart healthy meals. So,
Yeah, and also put a little bit of moist heat on her tummy. And this is going to sound weird, but when you take, you know, you're holding the baby, okay? You have their head here. When you invert them and the butt goes up, the head tractions naturally.
Oh,
and Thank you. More than likely with the description that you're talking about, generally C1 goes forward anterior. And this is where the chiropractor would need to know, but just that little axial traction will help. And you're just rocking down the kid.
I can do that.
Yeah. I mean, because when I do it, you know, I'll assess if it's forward, and you can tell, you know, if the kid's always like this, you know, it's probably forward on this side, you know, or retro on the other side. So,
okay. You know. That's good to know because she does favor one side, turns more to the right. So,
Yeah. Right. So there's going to be an anterior on the left more likely. And that, I mean, we just, you know, I'm literally hooking it with maybe a quarter pound of pressure because kids move so easy. They're so darling. Okay. But with the Pitocin, the kid also is going to have a 60% increase of neurologic damage from the vaccines. So healthy fats are going to be a big issue.
She's had Pitocin with her babies. This is her third and final because she gets terribly nauseous. So.
Oh shit. Okay. And that's more dangerous. The first kid draws on the mom nutrients. And so the first kid may survive the interventions. Second kid has less nutrients. Third kid has less. So they'll say, no, I vaccinated.
But she threw up the whole time. She lived like an air fern the whole time. She couldn't keep anything down.
Yeah,
so talk about drawing on nutrients. This one's, you know, third kid, and she was nauseous till birth with all three of them.
Yeah. So, and so what does the nauseous do? What's the positive, the benefit of that? For one, you're alkalinizing the system. So she's probably not respirating good. She probably has one bowel movement a day. So the mom's in a stress state anyway.
Absolutely.
So that vomiting is actually probably, you know, her, you know, pulling going in there.
Acid. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the body is always doing something smart.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, we'll move from here. She, you know, is going to eat. She's eating well now and trying to keep the sugar out of her. You know, I don't want her to catch up too quick on the wrong toxins. I don't want to take up everybody's time, but I did want to address that idea of, you know, what do you do when they won't even listen when you give them the good people to go to?
Okay. I just love them. Get Nonviolent Communication by Marshall Rosenberg. Gina Anderson, your iPhone. Okay. Thanks for the hand up. Okay.
Well, first, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, perfect.
Well, anyways, I want to first say that I'm so excited because I have followed you for like probably 11 years. And this is the first time I realized that you do this. And I thought, and I'm just excited I actually see you.
Oh, cool.
You're my absolute favorite. So I want to tell you that first.
Oh, you know what? I just found out this morning that if anyone's following me on TikTok, you ain't going to be following me on TikTok anymore. All the accounts I had were wiped out.
Well, I don't look at that venue that much anyways. But anyways, it's real exciting. But I have a question for you. I'm 53 and I thought I could wade through the hot flashes and not sleeping at night just with supplements and stuff. And it's not working. And I just started, I went to a naturopath. I just started the compound, the creams. What is your feeling on HRTs for
Hormone replacement? I'm not a big fan of generally. Mm-hmm. They have one that we use at the clinic down south. I mean, you know, black cohosh, wild Mexican yam is good. There's some, and I hate the term bioidentical hormones because every one of those is a friggin' lie. It's not identical and, you know, it's not bioavailable 100%. But they do make some hormone replacements out of wild Mexican yam.
Well, that's what he said. I don't know if it's the wild Mexican yams, but he said it was the wild yams.
Yeah. It probably is. Cause it's not just a wild yam. That's actually the name of it. But look at the gut flora. Okay. Make sure you get 2 to 3 healthy bowel movements a day. The stool should be really good formed. And so you might need to increase you know, if it, and the sleep patterns are huge. So healthy amounts of fermented foods in the gut will help the hormone and vitamin production.
I started to try to eat sauerkraut every day now.
Okay, so. But that's one. Okay, we got, I mean, average or normal cultures would have 30,000 different species. So, man, when you're at the farmer's market, get fermented foods, fermented beets, fermented this, fermented juice from three or four different manufacturers. Make it yourself, okay? And all you need is a mason jar. Chop up whatever the heck you want to ferment. You know, it could be cabbage, it could be carrots, it could be anything. Shove it in there, let it sit on the counter for about a week or so. Keep tasting it to see if it's up your flavor. And then put it in the machine that stops that fermentation process. Everybody has one of those machines. It's called a refrigerator.
Okay, well, that's good. And then this is a really off the wild theory, but I don't know. The only thing different, I was thrown into menopause really fast, like really within 2 weeks. I went from nothing to major hot flashes. And the only thing different that I had done the 4 months prior was my naturopath doctor said I was so low on vitamin B, she said I needed the shots. And so I was doing the shots. Can that have done that to me? Can that throw
you? It sure can. But also too, now vitamin B, where's that produced in your body? Oh, in the gut by bacteria. So low vitamin B levels could mean poor gastric motility, poor gut flora, or poor sleep patterns.
All above, yeah.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
And I'm scared to do the B12 shots now, but she says I really need it. But now I'm like, I feel like that threw me into this weird state.
It could have, because the B12 that you're getting isn't the same B12 that you build. Okay, I mean, B12 shots are great. They just taste weird in your mouth. Okay, when you get it shot. But just build the gut flora and you're going to actually correct the B vitamin deficiencies.
Should then you're I take the shots if she says I'm really low? Or is there a liquid form I could take?
You know what? It's just, I keep going back to building the gut flora so that you can produce your own.
Okay.
You know, and the B12 shots, if you notice a positive difference, great. If you notice a negative effect, okay, then, you know, it's not real good for you. It's tough. I mean, naturopaths, God bless them. But anytime you intervene in the body, on the body, what the body can actually make itself is an issue.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Now,
here, one second. Shelly is pulling up something here. She's got a jar up there. I can't see what it is. Let me find out where she is. And I think it's for you.
Ooh.
Here, Shelly.
Sorry, this is wild yam root cream. Okay. Oh. And okay. It just has the right nutrients. You put this on, it's just a little cream, and you put it on, you know, sensitive spots like under your arm, and you take different sites and you switch it around and then take a week off, like, you know, every 4 weeks, take a week off. But this will just, it naturally helps your own hormones without slamming you. It's a very gentle thing, but it can help alleviate and make things better for you. Try it. Look up wild yam root cream.
And then the last thing, and I know you can get to the next person, they were really selling me on, because I have so much heart issues in my family, that being on hormone replacement would help my heart and for like dementia and stuff. You don't really buy that, yeah. Really?
No, it's bullshit. Because okay. Your great-great-grandma never had any heart issues. You wouldn't be here if 10,000 generations, okay, didn't survive. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you know, look at the heart has two nerve supplies, okay, top of the thoracic and top of the skull, okay, right there and there. And so get a structural assessment, find a corrective chiropractor, have them take x-rays, okay. And there's a lot of ways to have healthy blood too. So if you can find a chiropractor to take an x-ray, that's going to take a post x-ray after they do a series of adjustments to show they actually fixed something, that would be ideal. Okay. But look at the heart. Hearts last, I mean, they start beating at what, like 10, 12 days, 14 days after, you know, that sperm hits the egg. Okay. And they keep going for the next 120 years. So it's never a heart issue, but the heart can have arrhythmias and everything else because compromised nerve supply. Toxic food can start to damage the arteries, but that you can clean the arteries in like 4 months pretty quick using a combination of vitamin C and L-lysine. If you look up Linus Pauling, he's still got a lot, and he's the discoverer of vitamin C, a Nobel Prize winner, two of them. And so he's got a lot of different therapies in there on how to clean the arteries.
Thank you very much.
Okay, nice, my dear. Nice talking to you too. All right. Judy, are you there, my dear?
Yes, I am.
What question? Hi, my dear.
My question is, my husband had a stroke in April of 2021. Mm-hmm. It was called an enlarged vessel stroke. Mm-hmm. And we were able to find a chiropractic neurologist up here. So presently he is getting like a gyro stim, some other kind of therapies, but he's also doing hyperbaric oxygen, and it's in a hard chamber, and it's 1.5 ATA with 60% oxygen. And we were thinking about possibly getting one for home, but we were thinking about getting a soft chamber.
Yeah, and those are great.
Okay, because some of them are telling us no, that you're not going to get any benefit. I see where it's like 1.3 ATA with a 95% oxygen with a mask. And right now he's only able to go once a week for the hyperbaric because everything's out of pocket.
Okay, one of the things that you can also do, the chiropractor is going to be fantastic. You scored gold there. Okay, but get him on cross crawl exercises and diaphragmatic breathing. Okay, because his diaphragm, based on his structure and where the damage is, it might not be oxygenating completely. And just like people that have had strokes that have had, you know, loss of function, they've had, you know, all sorts of different issues, they can regain it because the brain's going to start to regenerate. It's called neurogenesis, where that can really start to reform a new pathway in there. So cross crawl, if he can sit where his legs are dangling, does he have enough balance to sit up straight?
Oh, yes.
Oh, totally cool. Yeah, so put about 10-pound weights per leg, and he's just going to be dangling. He's not going to be lifting his leg high, but have him tap something, like a trash can or back of a chair or something, so he's swinging it even. Now, swinging it even is the key to changing proprioception. And you're going to find out after a minute, he won't be able to keep that even rhythm. But this is going to start to regenerate the neurons in the brain. And if he can diaphragmatic breathe while he's doing that, and the way to do it is put your hand on his tummy and say, dear, on three, you're going to blow out. You push in the tummy. 1, 2, 3, blow out. Now breathe in and push my hands up. Blow out and push in. So the chest isn't moving, but the diaphragm, the stomach is. And that's going to help oxygenate the system. And really, that if you're nasal breathing in and blowing out, that's your own personal little O2 chamber.
Okay, because we also found another chiropractic neurologist, and by chance he happens to listen to you. He's also doing acupuncture on the left side of his brain.
Mm-hmm.
So. Cool. I noticed that's helping as well. So as far as the hyperbaric, would the soft shell work just as well as the hard shell?
The soft shell would work, but do the diaphragmatic breathing and you can get a little PO2 meter.
Yes.
Okay. So if he's able to diaphragmatic breathe, you don't need the unit.
Okay.
Okay. Cause he can oxygenate himself really, really good. I mean, the majority of people, when I teach them how to diaphragmatic breathe, they do three breaths and they're dizzy. I guess they're not used to the oxygen.
Okay. We'll try that next and stuff. So I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Awesome, my dear. God bless you too. Ilya Kostilovo.
Hey, Doc, what's going on?
Not much. Just hanging out with some friends.
Awesome. Likewise. Long time no talk. So I wanted to ask you, I know you were mentioning you're going to have a chiropractic course coming out here.
Do adjustments. Oh, yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on the Dr. B VIP channel. We've had two courses already, and you get down there, you can, you know, get the old courses. This one coming up in a couple of weeks, it's kind of cool. Kidney, liver, and spleen function. And you know, it's kind of a nerd fest, because who the hell cares about their kidney, liver, and spleen function? But no, when you know that, it's just that little bit of anatomy makes such a huge difference in how your system works.
Oh, sick. So I got to check that out. The other courses, they're passed. Like, do you still, are those up for sale and could still attend them, like watch old videos, or is it like live that you normally do it?
Oh, you can attend the live one and you can go back, because it's an hour with a half hour of Q&A. To clump all that info in an hour, I got to talk kind of fast. And it's totally okay. This is why I tell people all the reports of findings I give, I say, look, man, you could record this. because you get so much information, you might want to go back and check it out. Okay.
Sorry, I have a crying baby here. How about the adjusting one? You're talking about doing also adjustings at home and stuff like that? That's one of the courses?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're we just started the Cairo, it's called Cairo-Systems site. And that one, I want everybody to learn how to adjust. I mean, everybody, because I mean, if you got a kid, okay, that's got a cough or a cold, I mean, you can go in there and identify and just simple techniques of traction. I mean, for a little baby, you know, when you grab the sacrum, I mean, it's sacral pump is something that when I first look at a kid, I'll grab the mom or the dad's hand and I'll go in there and I'll show them how to assess the sacrum and show them how to apply a little pressure in the right direction. And it's just a little pumping action. And maybe after about 15 seconds, you see it get less stiff. And then it becomes even on both sides.
Anyway, we go.
They've literally adjusted their own kit.
Excellent. I have one last question. Justin told me to ask you. I think I know the solution, because my son, he just turned 7. He started walking with like a limp and stuff like that. I did find a chiropractor here out in the Dominican Republic that's really good. And that's what I think Justin was saying, just to, you know, ask you if he's walking with a limp. I think like that one leg is longer. I think we saw that the left one is longer than the right one. And from my experience, from learning from you, it's probably, you know, an issue with the hips, misalignment, and kind of that's why he walks kind of. What's your take on it? Just keep going with adjustments?
Oh, hell yeah. Go with adjustments. In fact, there's a chiropractor. I think he's in South Carolina or North Carolina, but he has he does missions in the Dominican Republic. His name's George Curry, C-U-R-R-Y. And so if you look at Dr. George Curry in Dominican Republic, he is a principled, really good chiropractor. But you got to get a standing x-ray of your son. And even if there is a leg length difference, I mean, anatomical short leg, the kid's got another 11 years at least of growing tissue. So the more adjustments you get in there to clear that connection between the brain and the body, the more those growth plates will balance. And so he'll actually, you know, if there is an anatomically short leg, be patient. Don't give him a lift or anything. Okay. And
that's what the doctors here try to do. It's always this, what are we doing? We know better, you know,
just the
chiropractic route. It'll take a little longer, but you know, it took a while for it to get messed up. We'll take it. Wow, yeah. You know, for it to get fixed.
Well, plus two, you want to get the brain is gonna gauge on where it's got to grow, and so if you force a lift in there, okay, the body is always going to be a little funky, but if you restore that nerve supply and give him cross crawl, and I'm talking like running, playing soccer, okay, that's a cross crawl exercise for a 7-year-old. Best thing in the world, but those adjustments will make all the difference in the world.
Can you mention that website one more time? It was for the adjustments to learn the course.
It's Cairo-systems.com. I'll give Justin the thing, because it's and we're populating it as much as we can. Okay, with all the videos.
And okay.
It's just in its infancy. I spent $100,000 on the site, so the site's really cool.
Goodness.
It just it doesn't have a boatload of stuff in there. So
time to build it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we're getting wiped out of everything else. So this is the last bastion of education that we can put in.
What were you mentioning? Saying the TikTok? I did start seeing you on TikTok, and what, they're gonna take you down? They started banning you?
Oh no, they wiped us out. I had two TikTok channels. One had, we went from 60,000 to 89,000 in like 3 weeks. So we were popular. Mm. And the higher up on the flagpole, the easier target you are.
Yeah, exactly. I would make little clips of you know, some of your speeches and stuff like that, and those videos always got taken down. We get a lot of views, but then they get taken down.
Yep. Yeah. Well, one of them, I was talking about autism, and I was saying, well, anytime you get a medical procedure that causes inflammation, that can increase inflammation in the brain. And that's what we see. And also inflammation in the gut. Now, those medical procedures, I can't really talk about. Okay. So I'm doing that action the whole friggin' time. Oh, yeah. Man. So I deserve to be taken down.
Oh man. Well, dude, keep up the good fight. You're amazing. And like I said, I'm here to support. I'm always going to support you and everything you teach, Doc. So I really appreciate it.
God bless you. And your kids are smart. They chose you. See you, brother.
Yeah. Take care, mother. Have a great one.
Tomoko.
Hello.
Hello, my dear.
Hi. How are you doing today?
Really good. What's going on?
I have basically injured my spinal neck, kind of stuff. It's chronic, but first of all, I had twice the same thing. First time happened 3 years ago after I played tennis. I start having pain on both heels at the same time, and it became very intense pain, then creeped up to knees and almost went to hip, and took about a while, but like, you know, kind of pain went away. It was really, I couldn't even walk, kind of intense pain. Then about a month ago, I took a walk because I didn't exercise well. So I, you know, motivate myself and went for a walk. And that pulled the trigger again. The same thing came back and stuck in the heels, ankle, knees, all the legs, so much pain. I couldn't even, but my lumbar supposed to hurt from sciatic nerve pain, but it didn't hurt much. So I just wonder if I could prevent this same thing coming back again, mm-hmm. or anything.
Oh, yeah. How fast do you want to fix it?
Faster the better, but I don't have pain today, but I still have a knee issue. And I bought that Flex Beamer, introduced from Thailand. I bought it and it helped a lot of my knee issues, and I'm so glad I got it. So thanks so much for introducing that product.
Oh my God. I'm working with the designer to have them, you know how they're long?
Yeah.
I want to have them fit together like this so we could double the power. And then I want to add an electric stim to it. So there's, we got some really cool developments. That unit is like amazing.
Yes. Okay,
so now just for the heck of it, I want to use you as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that you went to the medical system.
Mm-hmm.
They would say it was the tennis that caused the problem. So mm-hmm. give up tennis, and here's a drug to make you unaware of the symptoms.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that is so stupid. Okay. So one, when you look at your foot, your big toe is not going to be going away. It's going to be leaning towards the other toes. So we know that there's a pelvis issue. We know there's a lumbar issue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the more the nerve is compromised, mm-hmm. the further away from the site you feel it. So if you have a pinched nerve here, it's just going to be there. If more of the nerve is crushed, you start to feel it coming down. You don't feel it here.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we're adjusting someone and they've got massive burning pain, their calves aren't working, everything else, okay, the leg pain goes away, then the butt starts hurting, then the butt pain goes away, then the back starts hurting. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's called centralization of symptoms. So this is why the back doesn't hurt and the periphery does. So look at our pelvic health video. Okay. There's going to be a foot stretch in there, but you've got to find a corrective chiropractor. What part of the world do you live in?
I've been in North Carolina.
Oh, cool. Sherman College is in South Carolina.
Oh, yes. And I have my chiropractor, a graduate from that college, but he does only upper cervical adjustment. He's into specific type of chiropractic, and he doesn't work on lower part of my spine. So yep. I was going to ask you the intake of that upper cervical chiropractic. What do you think about that?
One of the best techniques out there. In fact, I've worked with an upper cervical guy. We shot three-dimensional upper cervical x-rays for 9 years before they came out with the digital. There's a Dr. Kuhn who practiced 65 years. This guy was amazing. And he would send, and adjusting the upper cervical, he got the majority of people with low back pain better. Mm-hmm. The ones he didn't, he sent down to us.
Okay.
So, you know, it is a great technique, but it's also limiting. So look at correcting the finding a chiropractor. Look at our seven questions. They got to take stress x-rays of the low back. You're going to ask him to get a trochanter support, which will stabilize the pelvis, and then do the calf exercises, and you'll get better super fast. And you know, we use a little round foam piece because it's not going to be the lumbar. It's going to be the lumbar, the thoracic, the cervical, because if you have a cervical spine that's off a little bit, and then your thoracic is adjusting, you may have a disc symptom when it's really an adaptation from some past trauma in high school. Okay, you'll get better fast. Oh, that's an easy fix.
So I start seeing this upper cervical chiropractor in February this year, and I've seen like first three times a week, two times a week, and now down to once a week. But like meantime, I had these symptoms came up, and he looked at and he just kept on doing this regular adjustment, and my pain went away. But I just was wondering, good idea to kind of combine with upper cervical adjustment and like regular adjustment at the same time, anything like that.
You know what? You're in North Carolina. There's a guy in North Carolina, Justin Bodie, B-O-D-I-E. Okay, give him a call.
Okay.
If you're not close to him, he may know somebody close to you.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So back to the device. So you're still improving from the original product, and going to be different version coming out.
that I don't even know if they can build it.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, we're you know, it's kind of like somebody says, okay, we have a designer that's a genius. What do you want?
Yeah.
Thinking, God, you know, I want to get vasodilation. I want to get nerve stimulation. I want to, you know, so there's like I'm still trying to decide on what type of current to use.
Okay.
Okay. You know, a carrier wave, if I can have two things that'll switch, because I taught physiotherapy, but there's like, in its infancy, if we get this sucker produced in the next 2 years, I'd be like shocked.
Okay. Yeah. I'm really loving using that, and I'm using every day, but just one thing I just concerned about, like an EMF frequency exposure to putting the stuff on my body every day. Is that something need to be concerned?
Not really, because the LED that they're using, the guy that designed it, he's in Thailand.
I watched that interview with the two doctors, the engineer. I think the older gentleman is who engineering it.
Yes.
And female doctor, you are having interview with them, and I watched that interview. that's why I had access to that device.
Yeah, that it's, and it's fun too, because a small company like that, innovation is is way easier than a larger company. And when they're asking a doctor, okay, to say, what do you need? What do you want it to do?
Right.
It's like my mind gets blown. Because I got a lot of ideas. I don't even know if they could build it that way. I don't even know if it's going to be of a benefit. Because one of the things with the two units joining, that when a light comes down, it doesn't go straight. It expands out like this.
Right.
So I don't know, because I know they cross about 2 inches down, but there's also reflection. So there's a lot of questions that I got. Before, and I'm we're just discussing it, and I'm going to be in Thailand again, probably around December or so.
Oh, that's nice.
If the world holds together, you know, I'm going to be adjusting a lot, you know, but hopefully I can actually meet these guys.
Right. Great. But, I keep on using it, and
it'll help. But get the lumbar, get the whole spine corrected, and just start doing the foot on a block stretch, stabilize the pelvis, and you'll notice the difference today.
Okay, so I should focus on the pelvis than anything else.
Well, the pelvis kind of, but the pelvises are perfect. There's not even a muscle that crosses the posterior aspect. So why is the pelvis? So just focusing on the pelvis, you got to do the whole assessment.
Right. Yeah, I had some injuries, so I know it's not really healthy anymore, so I have to kind of take care of that part every day.
You'll get better faster, my dear.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I love talking to you. Thank you. I
like talking to you, too. Oh, from the chat, somebody said, can my videos from TikTok be put on the Dr. B VIP? Yeah. Hopefully, we can put them on Extreme Health Academy, too. I just have no idea. That's technical stuff beyond my pay grade. Okay, my dear. Marv, are you there, brother? Marv.
I am now trying to unmute. Man.
I know, it ain't easy.
Beyond my technical pay grade, evidently.
We are related. So what's going on?
Always good to see you, my brother, Lion for Liberty. Always a joy. I got two questions.
Yes, sir.
I'm on day two of taking chlorine dioxide. I had ordered, I didn't know it was watered down. It pre-mixed chlorine dioxide. It's a 1:8 compared to the 2 bottle solution. So this is pre-mixed. Anyway.
Wow. I didn't know you could get that.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw some in Germany for like $65 plus shipping. And so I found some on Dopey eBay. They had a really high, this vendor had a really high good return rate, 100%. Everybody was happy with their product. Anyway, this stuff's a little bit watered down, but my hiatal hernia stomach was going to jump out of my chest the last couple of days. It was jumpy. I couldn't go to sleep. I would wake up numerous times. Anyway, I thought, last resort, I'm going to start on this chlorine dioxide, hoping it'll help. I got a little bit relief, but I'm on day two only, and this stuff is 1/8 of the power of the 2 bottle solution. Anyway, I recall you answering last month the amount to take and the frequency. Can you review that really quickly?
Yeah. I don't know about the ratio of 1/8, because when I make it at home, it's super, super concentrated. It's literally yellow. Okay. And we're having the gas permeate. I do the Andreas Klockner method. Okay. Where you're putting the units in a small shot glass and a glass of water, and it just diffuses the gas out. That is ridiculously concentrated. And then we use
I did that 3 months ago, and that gas, when I popped it open and that gas that brown gas came off of there. I got spooked. I spilled it.
Oh yeah.
I didn't know what to make of it.
Yeah. You gotta do it outside or, you know, just pop it open and, phew, you know, okay. But I'm talking 5 milliliters, which is like a tablespoon in 16 ounces of water. And then you shake it up, but you got to keep it in brown glass and you got to keep the top on it. So you take the top off and a little sip and then put the top back on. So you're sipping that 16 ounces of chlorine dioxide all throughout the day.
Okay.
All throughout the day. And I'm telling you, man, the best blood samples I've ever seen are people on this stuff. It gets oxygen to the cells. It is just.
I remember you saying that.
Oh, my God.
I really. Everyone needs more oxygenation in all their cells. They do. Thank you. The other question was, I have a long shot possibility of coming to one of your clinics or the one in Tijuana with help from a family member. It's not set in concrete yet, but oh boy, I would love to move in right close to you. What do I need to do? Who do I need to contact? In a nutshell, can you give me a laundry list of how to get to your clinic in Tijuana?
What do I need to do? Call up. I think the best website is American Holistic Care and in Tijuana. And you'll see at the bottom of their website is the chiropractic. Okay. And just get on there, call them up and say, hey, look, I'm planning on coming in, you know, August or September, whatever. And they'll walk you through because they'll pick you up on the American side of the border, or they'll pick you up at the hotel or at the airport, you know, in San Diego or Tijuana, they'll, you know, wherever you're flying in, they'll meet you with a van.
What's the best way to fly from Georgia? Is it to California or to Mexico?
It's probably going to be cheaper to fly to San Diego.
Okay.
And then they might, it depends. If you're coming in on a day where they're going to have a couple of people flying in, they might be able to pick you up. If not, you might have to take an Uber, which is like 15 minutes to this border parking lot area that most of the patients from California or America go to. And we got two vans a day that pick people up and bring you across. But when they schedule, they'll tell you all of this stuff. And, you know, if you're going to stay for a couple of days, which I'd recommend, the hotel costs $120. So there's some cheaper hotels.
Per day?
Yeah. And that's the Grand Hotel. So you're staying right at the hotel where the clinic is.
Okay.
And there's some cheaper hotels, like a couple of blocks away, you know, it totally depends, but they'll walk you through everything.
So I don't have to shoot my way in and shoot my way out.
No. I mean, if you're going to buy like some drugs or anything, I wouldn't recommend it.
You know? Okay.
No, but it's safe. I mean, there's, you tell me two or three areas of your town that you can't walk around at night. That's just what Tijuana is. The majority of everything is safe. Okay.
Well, yeah. I'm in Athens, Georgia. It's nothing like Atlanta. Atlanta is like the other major cities in the U.S. It's crazy everywhere. Well, so I should plan on staying 3 days, 7 days, a year.
The best, I mean, if you can, and this is what we recommend to everyone, is within 30 adjustments. Okay. We get post x-rays, and that's at our clinic in Huntington Beach, cause we're open 4 days a week there. We're only open 2 days a week in Mexico now. So you could probably get 8 adjustments a week. So that would be 3 weeks. We get 30 adjustments, you know, and then we get post x-rays. If you're also transferring up to Huntington, that's 2 weeks that we'd get post x-rays adjustments.
Well, I've got my adjustments down. I'm on visit 36 and I'm going to wind that up very shortly, but I would go to your Tijuana clinic in Mexico for just analysis of everything else that's wrong with me.
Okay. Yeah. Plan for a week.
Okay.
Because they'll go in, they'll do the whole, you know, thermography, nerve scan, live blood cell, complete blood cell count, dental exam. I mean, it's ridiculously thorough. And
I need that.
And so within a week, you'll know, You know, they'll start you on either IVs or dental work or whatever you got. Okay. And then we're going to have a new set of x-rays of you too. So your chiropractor will be appreciating it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I got a lot of high miles on me. I'm going to need a total rebuild. I'm betting that your clinics, both your clinics, give vitamins, IV vitamin C. Do you do IV H2O2 hydrogen peroxide in one of your clinics?
No, not yet. Okay. But we are getting a hydrogen peroxide generator and a chlorine dioxide generator.
Man, I'm coming over. I'm coming over.
It's interesting because we grow our own stem cells too. So we're one of the, I think we're the only licensed stem cell facility in North Mexico.
Wow.
So you know, we're doing everything.
All the naturopaths here in this town, all six of them are a joke. They're all acupuncturists and everything that looks, because acupuncture to me, which I've had, and it didn't work, is sort of like a hammer. When you have a hammer, everything's like a nail. The naturopaths here don't even come close, not even by a country mile, to what you do at your clinics. The naturopaths here are a joke.
It's the same thing. The medical industry is taking over 86% of the chiropractic schools don't teach chiropractic, and they're taking over the naturopathic schools as well. So it's hard to find a good one, but when you do, oh man, you found gold, brother.
Well, I'm hoping that I do get this family help to fund my trip. I don't play well with the TSA since 2015, but I'm willing to take that, roll the dice and to come to your clinic.
Okay, man. I look forward to seeing you there.
Man, I want to see you too. Are you open like Thursdays and Fridays?
The clinic's open Monday through Saturday. Okay. I'm there Thursday and Friday.
Man, I'm going to be there Thursday and Friday. I want to meet you. I do now.
I'm going to give you a big hug. And if I do any damage when I hug you, don't worry. I'll fix it.
I know you will. I know you will. That's right. There's a lot of miles here going on.
It's not the years. It is the mileage.
It is. Thank you. God bless. Stay well and stay safe, you and your family.
God bless you too, Marv. See you, brother.
Thank you.
Lynn.
Yeah. Yes. Hi. I had a thermogram and I can't go through all of that. I mean, it's just too much. Would you ever read anything like that? I'd pay for it if I sent it to you.
A thermography, right?
Okay, yeah. A whole body scan. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. What's kind of neat is when you look at it now, it like a little bit of history. Okay. The first thermographies that were done were in ancient Greek. They would put a thin film of mud on the body and you could see hot spots where there are.
Right.
So when you're looking at this, if there's a hot spot around here and on the right chest, okay, we're just looking at variations because with the way to read it, we're looking for symmetry. Okay, so it should be the same on both sides. So if you see asymmetry on the right chest, and over the mouth area or anywhere in the head, think of dental toxicities or pulmonary toxicities. If you see something on the left side, okay, that's going to be more gut related. Okay, then if you see the liver inflamed, that's going to be more the body's dealing with the toxins. On the back half, if you see the liver triangle on the back, that means extreme toxic exposure. And if you see something on the left, like right below the rib cage on the back half, that means more blood toxicity. And so those like four or five points are what we look at. And so you can look at it yourself. Okay. Yeah. And just come up with those ideas, but it's the person that's going to address that. So, the person that knows that dental toxicities, gut-related toxicities, and spinal-related or structural abnormalities all got to be assessed. So have somebody that's going to do those corrections that look at it, and they could utilize that information to do the corrections.
Yeah, well, I got all them. I've got like the whole spinal thing, my head to toe. You know, I mean, I've talked to you before. I have a severe vision impairment. So I'm totally screwing my body every day of the week. You know what I mean? Like walking around. So I don't know how to correct that. I'd love to come over there to California, but I can't because of you know, transportation, yeah, whatever. But yeah,
but find what part of the world do you live in?
Well, I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, and I go to that doctor you recommended. And I, yeah, you know, I've been going to chiropractors forever, and I've been, they're recommending, the doctor that read the thermography is recommending high MSM, which I don't think is bad. For
that's
digestive issues, you know, large colon, and you know, some, and I think there's a hiatal hernia, and there's some diaphragm issues, and I mean, I can't go through the whole thing; it's a lot. Mm-hmm. But and then of course a lot of structural stuff. So I'm just like, I've been down this road for so long, I can't even tell you.
Well, hon, if the chiropractor has any questions, we could get on the horn with him. You know, just be no charge consult. You, me, and him get together. You show the thermography and all, and we'll have the x-rays and everything up there. And if he's open to maybe a slightly different approach, man, we'll do it.
Okay. So they're recommending also, you know, the thermography doctor is recommending different exercises with a wedge and a chair. And I don't even quite understand that. I was going to take that to the chiropractor to see what that means.
Hell yeah.
Cause I don't know what that means. But I mean, so I, you know, but the MSM and then something with psyllium husk, do you recommend that?
Well, yeah, that's a good fiber, and it'll help with cleaning out the colon and helping the colon tube, you know, but okay. It's like, we got to find out why, you know, what's actually going on in your body to recommend psyllium husk to, you know, for gastric motility. Great. You know, but where do the hot spots?
Pancreas and gallbladder. Yeah.
So then the gallbladder, I would tell the chiropractor to start doing soft tissue adjustments on the duodenum. Okay. And he might not be doing that. Okay. No. And also to look for lymph flow, because all the lymph.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah. Well,
you didn't talk all about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the lymph drains to this cistern. It's called cisterna chyli in the abdomen. And that can get stagnant there as well. Then that would be, the correction would be that the soft tissue manipulation and also diaphragmatic breathing is going to help right now. And that's something you can do immediately. Yep. Okay. That'll help move the lymph. But yeah, set up a meeting with him if he's open to it, and we'll knock it out.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, my dear.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. You'll get better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Deb Zimmerman.
Hello, Dr. B.
Hello, my dear.
I see Justin's on here too. Hello, Justin. I was wondering what your opinion was about bioidentical hormones. And the reason I'm asking is I've got night sweats since I was 36. I'm 63. My mom still has them. She's 90. So I have this impression that I'm going to have them for even longer, but they interrupt my sleep every 30 minutes and I can't get solid sleep. And I know how important that is. So again, I've been on bioidentical hormones probably for 8 years and they've done nothing. So yep. I was wondering what your opinion was about them or not any other new suggestions.
Not a big fan of bioidentical hormones because it's not bioidentical.
Right.
Yeah. And it's not 100% bioavailable and it's not identical. So, you know, it's an advertising thing. But look at your natural hormone levels are regulated by your nervous system. Okay. So look at three things, physical, chemical, emotional stress. Now we could recommend like wild yam cream, and that's a bioidentical hormone that we use at our clinic in Mexico. Mm-hmm. But I don't recommend that to patients until we do a full physical structural assessment. Okay. And then you change the sleep patterns. You get up to 3 bowel movements a day. Mm-hmm. You do, you know, oxygenate the system, look what the blood looks like to see if the blood's holding oxygen. Look at the different stressors, because when you're in a stress state, your adrenal glands aren't producing the sex hormones. And they produce every glucocorticosteroid, mineralocorticosteroid, and sex hormone. But if you have some kind of inflammation or stress level and you're not sleeping, darling, you're producing a boatload of cortisol. Okay. And that means that the adrenal glands aren't going to be available to produce the hormones that you need to balance the system. Okay. Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
Okay. So what part of the world do you live in?
Canada.
Okay. Yes, comrade. I don't know anybody up in Canada. I used to know a really good guy in Toronto, but you know, I guess when you're in the mid 80s, you got to retire. I don't know. I don't understand that concept. Okay. But use our 7 questions to find a corrective chiropractor. When you find one, we'll get together for a no charge consult to find out what's going on. Okay. And you're going to see that there is going to be a structural component that's contributing to the factor.
Marvelous.
Can I add that?
Yeah, Shelley, what's going on?
I was just going to add that if she thought about alkalizing her diet with, you know, more veggies and brassicas, et cetera.
I'm vegan.
Okay, well, there you go.
I've done 6 months of chlorine dioxide, and that didn't make a difference, and I stopped it. But I might go back on that since
it
never hurts. I got nothing.
And that's why dropping down, okay, and looking at the basic premise, because, you know, 200 years ago, nobody ever had an issue. Yeah. Okay. It was like, oh, thank God, menopause, no more menstrual cycle, you know, and then since your body goes through every 28 days to get prepared to have a child, then your body can put all of that energy into healing tissue. Right. Okay. So it's really, there's an underlying tissue damage. That's why I'm saying, look at the, you know, I mean, you could do a lot of interventions. The bioidenticals aren't going to work because you're not suffering from a deficiency. They'll help a little bit. You know, a little bit of help here, but it's you're not suffering from bioidentical hormone deficiency. You got a deficiency in the natural processes of hormone production.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, my dear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Find somebody in Canada and let me know.
Okay. Will do.
See you, dear.
See ya.
Moshe.
Yes, Moshe. Sir.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Real good.
I've been listening to your show for the last 3 years.
Oh, cool.
I've got a question about cataracts.
Yep.
My right eye was clear, then my left eye was blurry, and it went to my right eye, then my left eye got better, and now they're both foggy. What do you do?
Fix the gut and look for physical, chemical, and emotional stress. Okay. And also we got to exercise the tissue in the area. Okay. So literally what's, and this is something you experience that is a gift from God. Okay. That it was there and then it went away. Okay. Then it came back. So it's not a progressive degenerative condition of the eyes until it just goes, you know, goes to blindness. There's a contributing factor that you can actually reverse it. So we got to get, what part of the world do you live in?
Kentucky.
Ah, perfect. So find a corrective chiropractor. I don't know anybody in Kentucky, but, you know, find a corrective chiropractor. Use the 7 questions. Then we got to heal the gut. We got to get you up to 2 to 3 bowel movements a day. Then we got to change your sleep patterns. So you're sleeping through the night, not getting up to pee. And then you got to work the eyes. And the work in the eyes you can do right now. But there may be an upper cervical issue, there may be a gut issue, there may be an inflammatory issue that you're not regenerating tissue. So here's the exercise for this. Keep your head straight, but then your eyeballs, you're going to look up to 12 o'clock and then down to 6 o'clock and then up to 1 o'clock and then over to 7 o'clock. So you go around there, but you're looking up hard. And brother, I mean, you're looking up as hard as you can and down as hard as you can, over as hard as you can, the other way as hard as you can. Okay. And that's going to work the extrinsic muscles of the eye. And it's, you're actually, what you're doing is increasing and decreasing the pressure inside of the eye. And this is going to stimulate vitreous humor production and actually make the tissues healthier. But if you have, you know, compromise nerve supply, that's going to put you in a stress state and your body's not going to be regenerating tissue. When you're in a stress state, like let's say you're in a war. When you're in war, you're just trying to get from one area to the next. Okay. You're not going to take time to regenerate tissue. So it's really a tissue production problem. Okay. Does that make sense?
Okay. I just came off 11 day fast. I was
A fast is good because it stimulates the immune system. But let's say that I'm talking to you like this. Okay. Do you think I might have a neck problem? Okay. Yes. So if I go through an 11 day fast And I say, look, it didn't know, you know, I tried chlorine dioxide. It didn't do any difference. Well, it's not, you know, there's some underlying issue. And if there's a chronic state, physical stress or chronic chemical stress or chronic emotional stress, you're not going to be able to regenerate the tissue.
Okay. And okay. I've also got brown spots. What do you do for brown spots?
Brown spots? I don't think I've ever. Well, I don't know. Yeah, but your skin's only 28 days old. So where do you get old age from? It's a tissue production problem. So it's not liver spots or any of that stuff. It's literally increased melanin in the skin because the body is it's trying to build a new skin, but with crappy raw materials. Okay. So physical, chemical, what was the third one? Physical stress, chemical stress. What was the third stressor? Emotional. All three got to be addressed. Then you got to build the gut flora. Okay. And then you change how your tissue productions. Because if I sat you in front of a TV, had you watch scary stuff, okay, and I'm talking like Biden speaking, okay, scary stuff, okay, and hour after hour, okay, you're going to be in an emotionally stressed state. What does that do to blood supply to the gut? And it shuts it down. And where's 80% of the immune system? In the gut. Okay,
and
brother.
I'm also a vegetarian, so I eat mostly green smoothies and stuff like that.
That's fantastic. And that's going to be easier to digest when you're in a stressed state. But it's still, I mean, you could do all that good stuff. Like I'm going to give you a goji berry salad, but I'm going to stand on your feet while you're eating it. Okay. Are you going to get the absorption?
Yes.
Okay. No. You're doing a lot of good stuff, but you're missing a couple of points.
Okay.
Okay, brother. Find a corrective chiropractor in Kentucky and let me know.
Okay. Do y'all take Medicare?
Nope.
Okay.
Can't do it. And I stopped 23 years ago because Medicare will not allow you to correct something. They only work on acute injuries. They won't let you work on chronic injuries. So any doctor that's taken Medicare is lying on the forms. You lie once, you get 12 visits, and you could lie two more times, you get 36 visits in a year. And I was working on a guy who rolled a Jeep in World War II, driving General Patton. Okay. And I was trying to fill out the Medicare forms and I'm going, no. And the doctors, because I was brand new, the doctor says, no, say that he hurt himself vacuuming or lifting a garbage can. You can't do that. And 36 visits, shit, I do that in, you know, 3 weeks.
Right.
Yeah. And so, yeah, no, just you're going to get better, but not with the government bureaucrat gauging the care. You let the doctor gauge the care that you need and then make sure he's doing something so that you can see that there's a change.
Right.
Okay, man.
Thank you.
Okay, brother. Yes, see you later.
See you later.
Shelly. Shelly Angel.
I apologize. My hand was up before about helping somebody else.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
Take it down.
Okay. Now, actually, there's no hands up. And we've only been going an hour and 17. Oh, Bobby Taveras.
Hey, Dr. B, how are you?
Really good, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Question that I have for you. I was diagnosed with AFib like the end of April. Was cardioverted. Next day,
oh shit!
Heart started racing, man, and I knew then like that wasn't the way to go. But long story short, I found you on YouTube, joined the academy, started getting adjustments, started changing my diet, all the things you recommend. So here I am, like probably 2 weeks back in sinus rhythm again. I think I went a day. I think I'm, heart started racing again. And then you know, I spoke to Justin on one of his lives, and he suggested some magnesium and some trace minerals, put in water and drink. And that's made a huge difference. Along with the adjustments, I'm thinking it's kind of hard to put a finger on what's what. I'm just trying to attack it from,
okay,
you know, both ends.
Did the chiropractor take any x-rays?
They did.
Okay. Yep. The upper thoracic is going to have a rotation. It's going to be either.
There was.
Yeah. It's if the spinous is to the right, what you're going to do, there's an adjust or a de-stressor that you can do while the chiropractor is fixing it. Okay. Like for an example, and this is only about 60, 70% of the time it's rotated to the right. And I'll tell patients, don't do this until you find out from the chiropractor if it's right or left rotation.
Okay.
You put your right arm up, that's going to put a pressure from the right to the left on the upper thoracic area, and that's the sympathetic nerve supply to the heart.
Okay.
Lift your chin up in the air and nasal diaphragmatic breathe. So that's going to de-stress out the parasympathetic and put a little force loading on the sympathetic supply to the heart. And nasal diaphragmatic breathing vasodilates, opens up the blood vessel, so it has a calming effect. And that actually allows the heart, because you also have sensors in the neck. You've got two sensors in the neck, one carbon oxide and one pressure sensor. And so if that sensor isn't working correctly, you're going to have a difference. But when carbon oxide levels go up, the heart rate increases. When carbon dioxide levels go down, it decreases. So that regulates through communication to the parasympathetic and sympathetic to raise or lower that heart rate. So that mechanical change, while the chiropractor's correcting it, man, we're talking like instant, it changes that heart function.
Gotcha.
Maybe what if you could do me one last kindness is if you could bring that round table down here.
Bobby, are you still there? Bobby, are you there? I think I lost you, brother. Okay. If you can, your internet's kind of messed up. Okay, if you
can, some laying down being corrected or
I lost the first part of that.
I'm still here.
Okay, I can't hear you, but do me a favor. Talk to your chiropractor. Okay, if they have any questions, we can get together, and I may be able to give him like a couple of suggestions. Okay, doing the correction. Okay, and then I can tell you accurately if you do the right hand, left hand, because sometimes it's going to be the lower area where you're going to do this kind of force load, but generally it's
can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, I can hear you now. Sounds like the old ATTN commercials.
I was going to say so. Sorry about that. I'm on a back road, so you know I didn't know I was going to cut out, but I was saying so. I'm going to try that as I'm laying down, being corrected.
This is sitting. I'm saying sitting like you're going to put your arm on the couch. Yeah. So like if you're driving, okay, and it's right rotation, your arm's on the passenger seat, okay, and your nose is up, so you're helping the chiropractor correct it. But I don't know if it should be the left arm or right arm.
Okay. Gotcha.
That'll make it worse. That'll make it better.
I have one more question, Dr. Bean, and this one's kind of been like perplexing me a little bit. So prior to being diagnosed with AFib and the racing heart, I would notice that it would be delayed. Like I could eat something or go about my day and my heart wouldn't race until like I went to bed at night, for instance, where I could feel it. Another big time when I could feel it was I'd go to the bathroom, like in the middle of the night, wake up, go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, come back to bed and my heart's just pumping, you know, just racing just after, you know, after using the bathroom, you know, for I don't know what reason. And I'm still kind of, feel it very minor now. It's improving, but you know, that was one of the biggest, you know, out of the two triggers, dude,
okay. Why is it? Okay. Now, Bobby, I lost you again, but now I am having trouble hearing him. Okay. And this is my mental thing. I'm leaning towards the computer.
I probably did have a racing. I didn't feel like I was going back. Yep.
Okay. So I lost you again there. It's just, it's weird because I'm leaning towards the computer like this, like I could hear you better when I got a friggin' thing in my ear. That's weird.
Okay.
So get the whole thing, because when you're straining, okay, you're in the bathroom, you're going like that, you're increasing intrathecal pressure. So if there's any disc injuries, and there could be disc injuries in the top of the thoracic, which is unusual, okay, very unusual to have a thoracic disc injury, but it's more likely in the cervical spine. That's why when I'm saying put the arm up, well, also you got to put the neck up and nasal diaphragmatic breathe. So when we look at that, I mean, your symptoms absolutely make sense, except for the medical intervention of, you know, putting electricity through the hearts to stop it and restart it. Yeah, that's just psychotic.
Okay, thanks, Dr.
You know, we'll set up any time the chiropractor, if they want any input, I'm there. You know, I mean, some people already know everything. Other people are open to advice. I'm one of those that's still open.
Okay.
I know like this much on anatomy and physiology, you know, but it's like a lot more than the average.
Gotcha.
Yeah. We're still monkeys. But I mean, if you ask me how a stem cell knows where to go and how it knows to change, nobody knows. There's so much stuff that, I mean, I'm still researching. Okay, brother.
Thank you.
Okay, man. Sarah Louie.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Dr. Berman.
Hi, dear.
Hi. I was diagnosed as cardiac on my left eye. Mm-hmm. You don't recommend having surgery? I mean,
Well, no, the surgery, if that lens is totally gone, that surgery has been done for hundreds of years.
Okay.
They actually got evidence that it was done in Persia. Uh-huh. What I'm saying is that it doesn't happen for bad luck or bad genes.
Oh,
that
okay.
It's a tissue production problem. And we're seeing a massive rise in that, because in the old days, we would be moving our heads, we'd be looking up, we'd be focusing in close and distant. Our eyes would be moving all day long. So that helps. But if you're staring at a computer screen, not moving,
right.
Okay, that decreases the health of the tissue in the area.
So I should go ahead and have surgery. There's nothing natural.
Find the problem first.
Yes.
Because when we were talking to that guy about the cataracts,
yes.
He said he had it and it went away. And then it came back. And
okay.
So it is possible for it to go away. What okay. I don't recommend is doing the surgery without fixing the friggin' problem.
Okay. Got it.
I mean, that's why. Oh, you know, because how many people get cataracts in both eyes? Almost 100%, because they're not fixing the tissue production problem.
I do have it on both eyes. It's just the left eye's worse than the right eye.
Start getting, look at physical, okay. chemical, emotional stress. Mm-hmm. Look at the structure.
Okay.
And then move that eyeball around. And if you just try that, you know, today, do the eye exercise. We're going up and down. Diaphragmatic uh-huh. breathe, so you oxygenate, because the eye tissue is very, very sensitive to low oxygen. Mm-hmm. Okay, and notice a difference in your vision right after you do it.
Okay. Also, related question is, I have a problem with my neck,
mm-hmm.
Pinched nerve. I mean, I a chronic problem for more than 20 years. Mm-hmm. I had neck surgery, and it didn't help. So I just bear with it. Now I noticed my neck problem also affect my vision.
You're kidding. I've never thought of that.
someday I could see better.
I know.
I actually adjust my own neck.
Because okay, what part of the world do you live in?
New York, upstate New York.
Okay, God, I got relatives up in Rochester. I don't know of any good chiropractors up there. Okay. But use the 7 questions.
Okay.
To find a corrective chiropractor. One of the questions is, do you work on post-surgery? Okay, because anytime they do a fusion, typically they're going to fuse C5, C6 or C4, C5, C6 around there. It's going to be lower cervical. So you still got the upper cervical to work with, but you've got to take a static x-ray and a stress x-ray to see what joints are moving. And anytime you fuse an area of the spine, the area above and below got to move twice as much.
I didn't have fusion.
Oh, okay. Just a laminectomy or something.
They took out the tissue, I think.
Okay. So it's still the scar tissue, something. We need a static x-ray and a stress x-ray. Because even if there's fusion up there, and the surgeon might not have, but your body may have. Okay, because progressive degeneration after a trauma that hasn't been corrected, the body literally will start to stabilize that area and the body literally will fuse segments. And even if it is fused or there's lack of motion there, you can correct a lot of the neck issues by correcting the thoracic area because that changes the force loading. So you need x-rays of the entire structure to find out how it's functioning.
So if I come to your clinic in Tijuana, They could look at
clinic in Tijuana or clinic in Huntington Beach. Both are we'll get a good assessment, and then we'll try and find somebody in your neck of the woods. Oh, you know what? You know, one of the questions was asked about our teaching, our anatomy class, and I'm going to try and see if we can get that on Extreme Health Academy as well. Yes, because I don't want people going to Dr. BVIP. I want everybody to learn everything. Yes, and I've been seeing if we can, work it to where we can get all the stuff on both sites. So we'll find out in the future. Okay, my dear. Take care. Micah. Or Micah, as it's pronounced in San Diego. Micah, are you there? Here, let's see. Ask to unmute. Here. Micah. And here. Okay, good. Well, Micah, you're not answering, buddy. Or girl, miss, or... It's kind of like Bobby or something. Deb.
Am I allowed to ask a second question?
Well, that's already a question, you bold girl.
Okay. Third question coming up. I have a small intestinal bacterial overgrowth that I attribute to 2 sessions of food poisoning. And I understand from our last talk, question, the physical, chemical, and emotional has to be addressed. For the gut itself, I've done a lot of soil-based bacteria and regular probiotics and fasting, and then some humic fulvic acid to try and get the communication between the cells stronger so they don't let a lot of things through for the leaky gut and other leaky gut issue protocols, but wondering where I might go from there.
So let's say we take a friend that you don't like.
Okay.
And we're going to induce SIBO infection, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. Let's get them not sleeping good for about a week. Then their body will have lower stomach acid. So bacteria that should have been killed in the stomach will now start to grow in the small intestine. And that'll expand it out and cause incredible issues. Okay. Physical, chemical, emotional stress. It has to do with low stomach acid. The food poisoning, absolutely. But what is that? That's a chemical stressor. But anything that lowers stomach acid allows bacteria that should have been killed by that stomach acid to be eliminated. So if you're addressing the physical, and that means, the stress x-rays, static x-rays that we recommend. Betaine hydrochloric acid, which will increase stomach acid a little bit with each meal, for no more than a month. That will help. But I don't recommend that unless you're addressing the underlying cause. Because small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, it's always, always, always a contributing factor to low stomach acid. Low stomach acid is the end result of a sympathetic dominant state. And so when you know that autonomic nervous system, parasympathetic rest, digest, and repair, sympathetic fight or flight, if you have any kind of physical, chemical, or emotional stress, you got decreased blood supply and nerve supply and stomach acid production. Okay, does that make sense?
It does. I've done the betaine hydrochloric acid and digestive enzymes.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
But how did that work?
No, I got to tell you, I'm going to give you the digestive enzymes while I stand on your feet.
Okay. Address the stress.
Oh my God, that's such a good idea. But isn't it weird? I mean, it's like your body is always responding correctly based on the stimuli.
Right.
Okay. And I mean, even though like supplements are fantastic if you're nutrient deficient. And if the food is deficient in minerals and supplements, man, it's fantastic. That's why superfoods, everything else really, really, really make a difference. Even in somebody that's in a chronic state of stress. So it's good, but if you have those symptoms, and I'm not just talking SIBO, I'm talking like all the stuff, and you take a supplement that helps, were you supplement deficient? Possibly. Okay, but do you stop the supplement and the symptoms come back? You know, so addressing how your body is adapting and realize that SIBO was an adaptation to low stomach acid and also, you know, food poisoning as a chemical stressor. So that could, you know, I like looking at how the body's functioning, and then it'll answer questions at why it's functioning that way.
Yeah. Root-based medicine. Love it.
Oh, here's a question too. Along the lines that you're talking about, could low stomach acid also be aggravated by a low salt diet, salt being one of the body's building blocks for the production of stomach acid? Hell yes. In fact, when you look at they used to call them old folks homes, but like senior centers and assisted living centers, they call them now, that there's such a psychosis about low salt that there's a lot of people that have a thing called hyponatremia. Okay. And all of this stuff is going back to the Framingham studies back in the 70s, where a low salt diet helped 15% to reduce heart issues. Okay. So if you read that backwards, it didn't help 85% of the time. And now they're limiting salt, which sea salt is one of the greatest things in the world for you. Like salt with, so Deb, same thing. You know, if you're using salt, I totally recommend it, but it's got to be dark gray, brown. It's got to have some kind of color to show that it's got a good mineral content.
Yeah, I do lemon and sea salt in the water every day.
Ah, you rock. You're amazing. Yeah. A little bold to keep asking questions, but no, it's I'm here for questions, and there's no limit on how many people can ask. Okay. Because what you're being bold to ask, I guarantee you somebody else out there is asking the same question and thinking, you know, I'm just too shy to ask.
Thank you.
Okay, my dear. Micah, are you back yet, brother or girl, sister? You know, it's kind of like a boy named Sue.
Can I jump in?
Yes, brother.
Yeah. I've got an apology. I see Barbara. Was here, Barbara Gere. She, we had a dialogue after you signed off on the 15th of May. She gave me your friend Terry Chimes in London. He was with Cream, the chiropractor. But mm-hmm. Things have moved on. I'm at the moment on the Gleason scale. I'm on group 9, 5+4. With cancer, and I went with my daughter to the oncologist on Thursday, and prior to that they put me on the female hormone treatment from up to testosterone. So telling me all about the downsides, I'll get the woman's feelings, or it would slow the growth down. But as I said to them, there is one advantage. So he said, what was that? And there was a Macmillan nurse there. I said, my multitasking skills should increase. And the nurse there roared with laughter. Anyway, so I'm on, I've got a letter here a month before from the urology to my doctor, I reviewed this 86-year-old man. Well, I'll be 87 in 2 weeks on the 30th of July. Recent investigation, prostate cancer, to have a Gleason 9 prostate cancer extending into the seminal vesicles, is it?
Yeah, that's
bilateral public RAMI, R-M-M-I, metastasis, likely. I'm referring to him to oncology department. Be grateful if you start hormone therapy. So I've had the implant, slow release. Go back to the surgery every quarter to get recharged up, the slow release for the rest of my life.
Did you do the prostate massage yet?
Sorry?
Did you do the prostate massage yet?
Yeah, I did that as best I could, but
okay. And moist heat.
Are you
doing that on a regular basis?
Well, I've had the biopsies and usual things, you know, and so they put me on tablet form of BICALUTAMIDE 50 mg daily, and then for 4 weeks, and then I went into the LHRH antagonist. It's called ZOLADEX, the hormone.
Yeah.
Treat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, I went down there, and they're putting me to the special. I'm at Milton Keynes, but the specialist hospital is in Oxford. So, I'm going to have free transport to go there for 6 weeks. One day for 6 weeks, I've got to get appointments. But what's your take on the hormone? That's about the standard thing over here now.
The biggest thing, and this is frustrating. Okay, you've got an organ in the pelvis, okay, that's been exposed to so many female hormones, okay, over the last few years. And I'm talking every kind of pesticide, every plastic, glues, the new car smell, okay, all of those things have endocrine disruptors in it, or which are like hormones, but they're not hormones. And so you're living in a sea of estrogen. Then you also have disc injuries, you're going to have an abnormal pelvis, so you got compromised blood supply and nerve supply and toxicity. And that's what's causing to accentuate. And then with a biopsy, that again causes damage to the tissue.
Yeah.
So getting the health of that tissue is going to be huge. Changing how the gut works, that's going to be huge.
Okay. Well, they reckon they can't prove it. The MRI was a bit indefinite. It may be that it's got into my pelvic left and right bones. I've got a resurfaced hip, which I had done when I was 70 in 2007. And according to the media, I've had a good innings on that. They did when it first came out. My surgeon at Bournemouth in South UK, he was on the original team that developed that procedure at Birmingham Hospital with McMinn, and he went out to America to show you guys how to do it. And he when I went to him in 07, he'd done 800 operations. He's now a professor, and I want to go down and see what they're going to do, because they won't. I looked up the media, and they said the only thing they do will be a replacement. But at my age, with the problems with putting you under, it's a bit dangerous. I don't know, because I'm I was a keen dancer, a keen cyclist, and my dancing.
Brian, it wasn't dancing. It wasn't dancing. Okay,
so wear and tear on the metal.
No, it wasn't. There's people that could dance and bike and all the other stuff. Okay, it's doing it with an unstable pelvis or compromised nerve supply. So think of this: you had a hip operation 17 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Disinformation governance board, which I don't know who.
Somebody's not muted.
Yeah. Is that you?
Yeah. Not me. No. Shockingly,
the whistleblower files. There it is. Okay, good. Oh. Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah.
So 17 years ago when you had the hip surgery, think of this. Before you had the hip surgery, did you have a perfect gait or were you walking a little funky?
Not that
you're walking funky. Yeah. So we know that there's disc adaptation. We know there's going to be an unstable pelvis. So the way you develop prostate cancer, and this is how to get prostate cancer. Okay. And all it is abnormal cell growth of the prostate. So it's not realize they haven't found the pathogen, the virus, fungus, bacteria that's causing this. They just know that it swells up based on the environment. So we know your pelvis is compromised. We know there's disc injuries in the lumbar. We know that there's going to be flattening of the feet. There's going to be a lot of gait issues. So we've got to correct that structure. That's why finding the chiropractor is going to be one part. He's going to be stabilizing the pelvis. I'm asking you to do that prostate massage or find somebody that can do it. Because I'm with you. I mean, it's hard to, you know, if you're a Cirque du Soleil performer, you'll be able to get it.
Well, this hip is gone now. I'm using a crutch. The hip is gone now. It's given me jip, so I'm using a crutch.
Okay. Find with the chiropractor when they're looking at it, and we, you and me and the chiropractor can get together. But it, I want to see what the pelvis looks like. So if you're, you know, we've got to stabilize that pelvis. We've got to look for any type of toxicity in the environment and then to get a chance to eliminate that. Okay. So it's going back to that physical, chemical, emotional stressors.
Oh, I should try to get hold of Terry then.
You got to. If Terry can't do it,
I wish I could get hold of you, but you're a bit.
I'm about 10,000 miles away. And there's also south of London, Joe James Tilley. Joe James Tilley. Joe James Tilley. I met him about 10 years ago, and he seemed to have good protocols. And given the set of x-rays, he knows who I am, okay? And we can set up a conference, you, me, and him, and once we get the x-rays, and then we'll find out.
Is that okay? T-I-L-L-E-Y?
I think it is. I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, brother.
Yeah, that's great.
and we'll get together. Talk to you later.
Well, I hope to see you next month, because I'm a day one member for the Academy. I joined you virtually day one.
Oh my gosh, how cool. Oh gosh. Okay, man. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm gonna try Micah one more time. Okay. Well,
it might be pronounced Micha.
Micha. Okay. Micha. Okay, last name Lotto, Michelotto. Okay, well, honestly, there's no questions. We've only been going about an hour and 50 minutes. But what I'm going to do, because I know there's a lot of buzz about the education courses, and I know we got a lot on Extreme Health Academy, but I'm going to talk to Justin to see if we can get the anatomy courses there. And I think that might be of interest. It's hard because he's really busy and I'm really busy. So we're going to try and get everything on the Extreme Health site. But this has been a blast. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for all the questions. That was amazing. It was a fun ride. And God bless you. You know, just know your body is built by God, self-healing, self-regulating, and it gives symptoms for a reason. I know. And you could say, duh, that's all you've been talking about. I know.
Well, I thank you for your ministry to us all.
God bless you. God bless y'all. And I'll see you in, hopefully it'll be a short month, because I love doing these. I'll talk to you later, everyone.
Thanks again. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Berman.